Hey folks, want to welcome you back to Life Around the Fire, a podcast that's primarily devoted to spiritual growth. And I want to once again thank each and every one of you for not only tuning in, but for giving some feedback on the specific issue recently pertaining to abuse and addiction. I know, man, it can be a real heavy issue, but even though it's heavy, it is a scourge in our culture. It's a real, real issue, a real problem, and we're looking to specifically, and primarily, I should say, look at the spiritual end of things. I fully realize and appreciate the psychological and the physical aspects that go along with abuse and addiction. They've been covered fairly well. If there are people that you know, if you happen to be one of them, or if there are people that you know that need more information regarding a resource of help in the area of psychological help or physical help with pertaining to abuse and addiction, please, here is a resource that you can use and at least request information. We'll give it to you. The resource would be our website. It's lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. I'll say it again. All one word, all lowercase, lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. Please fire away an email if you need more information, if you need further help in any area. We're more than happy to provide it for you. We'll keep everything anonymous. It's not an issue of us trying to put together a mailing list, all that jazz. This is really specifically just to help out. Now, once again, this area, completely, even just taking time and reviewing the basic statistics, it completely is overtaking many areas of our culture, abuse and addiction. I was just putting together, and I'm going to read it, a random list of some things, because, you know, abuse can be like, okay, you know, abuse is just a word and carries with it a lot of stuff. But if you get a little more specific, then it starts to make it a little more real. And you may be listening right now and you're hearing this for maybe the first time or maybe the fifth time, and you're actually either a person who is experiencing some aspect of abuse and or addiction. You may be the one who's inflicting that on some other people, or you may know somebody who's in that situation that really could use some help. That is the purpose for tuning in this particular area of the podcast, of this podcast, I should say. And also, if you're a person, and I can't underscore this more, I mean, this is so important. If you're a person who can pray, I mean it, man. Prayer is that channel, it's that conduit that allows the kingdom of God to be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. We become an open channel for God's kingdom to flow through us, which is the powerful kingdom which has the answers. The work of the Holy Spirit is in our life. I can't express it enough how vital, how real, and how precious it is. Now, regarding this random area of abuse, just to make it a little more real, and addiction, I put together a list of 11 things, and I'm going to kind of go through it one by one and slowly so that you can grasp it. And again, you might be listening to this and it will feel like I'm talking directly to you, and I am, actually. Spirit of God, through me, is talking to you. You're very valuable. You're so loved. You're so important that time itself could just be suspended for a moment and stop things, and you hear your name being addressed by the Spirit of God in your heart. This is for you. Now, in reading all this, obviously, this is something that is pertaining to everyone who's listening. And so, here we go. This is a random list of various types of abuse and addictions. Number one, if one of your parents wants to have sex with you, especially if you're a child or you've had that happen as a child, that is abuse. Being told verbally or being told physically that you are useless, worthless, ugly, undesirable, etc., that's abusive. If you're being in a situation, you're finding yourself being punished excessively, where the punishment that's being given to you or has been given to you has been extreme, that's abusive. If you're being shamed and doing uncomfortable work because you're being pressured to do that, that's abusive. Oftentimes, that's spiritual abuse. That can really hurt people's concept of God and can affect their life in a big, big, big way. All right, if you're taking like 6 Percocet, when really all you need to do is take 1, that's probably a sign that there's an addiction issue going on. Now, if you're trying to stop doing something, a substance or some kind of act, and you're finding it very, almost just impossible to stop, or if you're finding yourself in a situation where you're physically putting yourself in harm's way, I'm specifically referring to alcohol and the area of barbiturates, things of that nature, that can physically create death or cause death. And if those are things that you're encountering that you just can't stop, you're probably addicted. If you have an excessive, compulsive aspect of gambling, well, you're probably addicted. If you're having multiple, rather indiscreet sexual encounters with multiple partners, there's more than likely an addiction to sex that's going on, and it's something that ultimately is going to create, if it hasn't already, some pretty significant problems. If you just love food and can't stop eating it, okay? If you're a compulsive liar, if lying about what you're doing, where you've been, if you find yourself lying compulsively, there's more than likely an aspect of abuse and or addiction that's underlying, that's an undercurrent of that. If you're feeling the need to control people using excessive force, whatever means you have available to control people, you're probably an abuser. Now, these things that have just been mentioned, it's 11 of them. And that list could go on for another 30 minutes, one by one by one by one, and I wouldn't exhaust the various scenarios that pertain to abuse and addiction. Our focus is going to be on the spiritual aspect of things because it is an area that gets some attention, but in our culture, it is diminished or ignored. Now, I'm not going to go into all the reasons why that is a factor right now, but I am saying that as a result of this podcast already, there are individuals that I've been seeing, that I've been talking with, who want to see the spiritual end of things dealt with in their life. I was just with a gentleman yesterday who, by his own, if you've listened to his podcast, you've heard him. His name is Nick. I met with Nick yesterday, and we talked for kind of a follow-up talk with some of the things that he's been talking about, and he reached a point where his own desire was for, in his life, the spiritual end of things to be dealt with or to be looked at. It wasn't a result of me trying to convince him of anything. It was something that he wanted to see take place. I received a call from another individual who had just recently met with two of his neighbors. And out of the blue, these two happened to be two women. They acknowledged that when they were kids, they were abused physically. He was able to help them spiritually by applying some of the things that God, by his Spirit and by his Word, has laid out as solutions for us. It's not a formula. There are no formulas, but there are some principles that are very powerful. And when applied, when they're activated, can bring about a positive change in a person's life. That's what we're all about. That's what I'm all about. I want to see people's lives changed in a positive direction, but I don't want it more for someone unless they want it themselves. You know, that whole thing? We want to do good, but sometimes people just don't want it. Well, maybe it's because they're just not ready for it yet, whatever it would be. But there are plenty of people, plenty of individuals who are sick and tired of things in the area of abuse and addiction, have looked at a variety of different ways to solve these issues, but really have never addressed the spiritual end of things. Well, there we go. That's what this is about. Addressing the spiritual core root of an issue. So please pray about this particular ongoing outreach into our culture, one by one by one by one, just one person at a time, man, that are willing to express the fact that there's something going on that's problematic and that they want help, and specifically want help spiritually. You don't have to be a licensed counselor to help someone spiritually. In fact, oftentimes, it's better if a person is not. Now, I'm not saying that that is wrong to be trained professionally. Of course, man, I love it. I am. However, by and large, the majority of men, women, and children are going to be spiritually and emotionally, mentally impacted in a positive way as a result of us as people without a doctorate in front of our name, helping them, helping one another, and specifically as it involves spiritual elements in life. Now, I'm going to pray, and then leading up to after this prayer, there's going to be some podcasts regarding some of the specific, the very detailed areas, outlines, I'll put it this way, an outline of how to go about things, dealing with things spiritually. Once again, it's not a formula, it's an outline. It can and should be adapted to a specific situation, but nonetheless, it's a good outline. All right, gang, I'm going to lead out in prayer. Father, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love, for your heart, for your kingdom. God, thank you for the dynamic power of your Spirit that is reaching into our lives and transforming us into your image, taking us from a realm of death, a realm of separation from you, and bringing us closer and closer to your heart and more like you and better for one another. God, Lord, use us, please, Father. I pray that workers be thrust into the harvest of lives who can benefit from receiving the work of your Spirit, the freedom that comes in knowing you and your life. Father, I love you. I worship you. Honor your name, Lord. Your name is to be praised, glorified. Heaven and earth are full of your glory, Father. And I thank you that you have the ability to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can even ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. I have a passion to see the Lord glorified and people's lives changed one by one. I love you and want the best for your life, for you, but also because if your life improves, so is mine. We're connected. So stay tuned. Thanks again for all of your abilities and availabilities. Look forward to sharing more. Bye.